B-Pod Studios.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, an English gentleman had his foot torn off in a brutal shark attack off the coast of Australia.
Oh, dear.
He was a gentleman.
Yes, I've had my foot ripped off by a shark. He
and another British tourist suffered serious injuries when they were attacked in the water surrounding the popular paradise, Whitsunday Island. The second man was left with a serious...
That's an island covered in cheese, Preston.
Lacerations to his lower leg. But listen, I saw a picture of the guy being wheeled off on the gurney. Steve, he was like smiling and giving a thumbs up.
Stiff upper lip.
And apparently he was upset that he couldn't go skydiving the next day. Dude had his foot ripped off.
Yeah, he could have died, though. So maybe he was just sort of thinking, hey... I've survived a shark attack.
And the glass is half full and the leg is mostly there.
And a couple of people saved his life that were there. They managed to stem the bleeding.
Thank you ever so.
Alistair Radden had his right foot amputated in the attack. Danny Maggs suffered severe cuts in the attack. Both men are now recovering in a hospital and are said to be in serious but stable condition. It happened while the pair were in a body of water which is popular with snorkelers. The pair were said to be taking part in a day cruise and were... playing and thrashing about in the ocean.
Good times. And then, of course, a shark came along.
Then the shark bit one of them and then returned to bite the other. It's unclear what type of shark attacked.
I say, I felt a tug on my right foot.
Two paramedics on board the tour boat applied pressure to the injured man's wound, saved his life.
Ghastly amount of blood pouring out of my leg. I think I have to have this looked into.
Until the boat returned, he was airlifted to the hospital, both of them about 70 miles away, but they're going to make it.
It's merely a flesh wound, was it not?
Just a flesh wound. William Myers was driving his truck on Highway 281 in Hartner, Kansas, and hit a bird that he believed flew over the roof and away. But listen to this. When he got home, he found the bird had been carrying a fish that got stuck in the car's grill. So this guy is he sees...
Yes.
A fish.
A fish in the grill of his car.
Yeah, the foot-long bass actually cracked the grill. Mm-hmm. Myers took pictures before removing this poor thing.
That is wild.
Uh-huh. I'd never heard of that happening before.
Sometimes they have other stories, and it happens down in Florida, where the pelicans will, I guess they say, disgorge their food or whatever in their gullet over traffic. And so sometimes it'll rain fish.
It's crazy. Wow.
Bird vomit.
Listen to this story. A gay Missouri police sergeant who was told to, quote, tone down the gayness to get a promotion. Well, he's won about $20 million in damages.
Wow.
Keith Wilde Haber of St.
Louis. I think I need to tell him to ratchet down the gayness. I wouldn't do that, Lou.
Keith Wilde Haber of St. Louis County alleges he was passed over for promotion 23 times. A witness testified that one of Sergeant Wilde Haber's superiors described him as being, quote, way too out there with his gayness.
Hernandez, you're entirely too Mexican.
Can you tone down
the
Latino thing a little bit?
A little much.
Local officials say there will be leadership changes to the police board. Sergeant Wildhaber filed a lawsuit against police in 2017 after allegedly being passed over 23 times despite stellar performance reviews.
Well, when he was arresting people, was he flinging confetti like Rip Taylor?
You have the right to remain silent!
While I remain fabulous.
So, yeah, he was told to, in 2014, he was told to tone down the gayness to get a promotion. He said it was devastating to hear. He added that he felt like he'd been punched in the gut after making a complaint. He alleged that he was reassigned to work with the midnight shift in a station further away from his home. A witness testified that a local police captain, Guy Means, had called Sergeant Wildhaber fruity and told her he would never get promoted as he was, quote, way too out there with his gayness. So he's made he's getting $20 million in damages.
Oh, end up working.
Yeah, totally.
Working out.
Kentucky authorities are searching for a woman who witnesses claim shot up a KFC drive-thru because they failed to give her a napkin and a fork with her meal.
Have you ever had food on your mouth and you had nothing to wipe it off with?
It might drive you to shoot, too.
Yeah, I think so.
So investigators were dispatched to look into a shooting that took place at the Shelbyville KFC.
You know what they say in Shelbyville.
Sorry for the inconvenience, but we are currently closed, a sign read on the KFC door as of Monday evening. Witnesses in the area said that a woman shot through KFC's window after she didn't receive the napkin and fork. Shot at her!
Oh, my God.
Charlene Witt, a manager of nearby Subway, was inside the Subway at the time of the shooting, said, "I had a regular customer come in and say, did you hear what just happened at KFC? And I was like, no. And he said, somebody just shot in the window out there." KFC shared a statement saying that it was
at most you just rack it. You don't shoot it.
That no one was injured. We are working with local authorities and they investigate the incident. They're looking for people who are driving away saying this.
Now, to be technically correct, that's what the people of Shelbyville say, the people of Springfield.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Well, they were probably a Shelbyville resident. Yeah, yeah. So.
So did she request a napkin and didn't get one? Or she
that
just
I
didn't
don't know.
Get
well,
one.
Whatever she did, it was enough to make her shoot up the place.
Yeah. Police are searching for the armed intruders who fired pepper spray pellets at people during a Halloween party. This is in Muncie, India, Indiana.
What is going on here?
Stop it.
I did not. This is not right for Muncie, India.
Megan Brock and Melvin Williamson threw a Halloween party at their home on Saturday night just before midnight. They say three intruders with gas masks barged in through the back door. The couple told police the men were wearing all black and shooting pepper spray pellets.
And this was at a Halloween party?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They probably assumed it was costumes.
That's the thing. Williamson said, before I could do anything or react, I caught a pellet in the shoulder and my eyes were stinging. And that's when I realized these guys are shooting me with pellets that have mace in them. He said that he was knocked to the ground and then kicked in the face. And now has a busted nose, and Megan has a big bruise on her leg.
From which she's a great costume.
A pellet hitter. And they said, for a split second, I thought it was a joke. It's a Halloween party. I thought maybe my friend decided to show up late in gas mask for a split second, and then they started shooting at us and said, get on the ground.
Jesus.
They're not worried about their injuries, though. Something way worse. She said, I heard one of them say, get the dog. And they stole their dog.
No!
They stole the dog.
Xena is a 5-year-old pit bull mix, and she's been with them since she was a puppy, and police are investigating. Investigators believe the home may have been targeted for some reason, but the couple has no clue as to who did this and why they would do it.
My guess is it's somebody who knows somebody there, and the fact that they go in expressly with the reason of stealing the dog.
Yeah. The intruders were in and out in minutes, and they showed up prepared with masks and weapons. So the police are obviously trying to track those people down. That's terrible.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a man is in custody after officials say he rode down a Topeka street in a stolen excavator, leaving houses with property damage and endangering officers. Police say 46-year-old Shane Funk was driving the stolen piece of machinery.
Shane Funk.
Yeah, when officers arrived at the scene, they urged him to stop the excavator. Instead, he started waving the loader at them.
Oh, my God. That is such a Shane Funk move.
Officers then used, it says here, rubber devices to keep
dildos
from operating the excavator. I don't know what the rubber devices were, but
it's a dildo strip they roll out in front of the...
So that can stop an excavator. Officers evacuated residents in the excavator's path to prevent any harm to people who lived in the area. Funk was booked into the Department of Corrections on multiple felony charges. A Mississippi woman who was missing for days after visiting a California national park has been found after spelling SOS with rocks on the ground.
Mm.
They actually saw that. Mary Johanna Gomez was recovered alive and in stable condition after a National Guard C-130 aircraft spotted the help message and identified a person nearby.
Sauce.
Yeah, sauce. Wonder what that means.
Sauce.
Yeah. Bringing much-needed relief to concerned family members. A woman was finally located off a trail approximately 3.5 miles from her vehicle, which was discovered by a park ranger and strategically used to narrow down the search zone.
Good for her. She had attempted to write, "I am stranded and running out of food. Please send help quickly," but I realized she didn't have enough rocks.
Gomez was first reported missing by her family last Friday after missing a work shift. It emerged she had arrived at Kings Canyon National Park last Wednesday during a day off. Last contact was made the next day when she sent text messages to her daughter with photos of the region. In correspondence of the family, Gomez also indicated the family she wanted to visit Sequoia.
Mm.
Multiple teams searched the area close to her vehicle with dogs, aircraft, and foot personnel while the woman's husband and daughter arrived in Kings Canyon on Sunday. But they eventually tracked her down and found her.
You ever spell out letters like on the beach? You know, try to do a...
Just for fun.
Yeah.
See if you can walk and make a giant word. Yeah. A New Hampshire woman is pushing back against cemetery officials after she says the Halloween decorations she placed on her son's grave have been repeatedly removed. Christina Wally had decorated the grave of her son, William Cole Wally, with a skeleton wearing a cowboy hat. Now, I saw the pictures. I would kind of be weirded out if I went to visit my relative's grave and I saw what looked like bones laying all over the place. So, I don't know.
I think that's a little much.
Her son died in 2016, the age of 18, after riding a horse in a rodeo. He had a heart attack after the rodeo competition.
What?
She said, I'm getting tired of Cole's Halloween, this is on Facebook, I'm getting tired of Cole's Halloween decorations being removed. And she shared a photo of the decorations before and after they were removed. This is rude. There is nothing wrong with having a little fun with death.
Maybe have that fun at home.
Yeah, sometimes you have to laugh because there's so much to cry over. She said the decorations aren't interfering with mowing since there's no grass growing on her son's plot. This October, get some spirit, she wrote. The chairman of the cemetery, though, said the commission has the right to remove any decoration that is under and is under no obligation to contact families about the removals. She told the newspaper the skeleton decoration was in the way of landscapers who mow the cemetery every week. She said the cemetery may be their new eternal home, but it doesn't have to be dull and boring. It can be full of life and convey the happiness that they shared in life with so many.
Did she put out like a horn of plenty for Thanksgiving?
I don't know, but it was, I thought it was kind of freaky.
And I certainly understand doing it in the spirit of the person who passed away, but there are other people around you.
Yeah, exactly.
Other dead people.
Let's see. How about this one? Firefighters worked nearly 90 minutes Sunday to free a land surveyor who got stuck in mud up to his waist.
Oh, man.
A little while back, we were talking about quicksand.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what quicksand is. It's just muck that you get stuck in. The fire chief, Eric Sylvan, said crews went to the scene shortly after 11:30 a.m., but it took rescuers about 15 minutes to actually find the man. He was in a pond that had been drained. He said he went in doing land surveying and just started sinking and couldn't get himself out. He was waist deep, and the more he wiggled, the more he sank. Sylvan said the man was located about 150 feet from the interstate. Police had reached the man first, tried to pull him out, but the officer sank in mud up to her knees. So she retreated and then waited for the firefighters. They shut down the highway and they used aluminum ladders across the mud to reach the man.
Yeah,
yeah. They dug with shovels and used straps to pull the 6'4" surveyor out.
Once you're in there and the suction of trying to get out keeps you in,
it makes it worse.
Yeah.
So, but they managed to get him out of there. And we'll do one more story. A squirrel ran through the Vestavia Hills United Methodist Church during a morning service that was being filmed to post online. Senior Pastor Bill Brunson was addressing his congregation as they screamed when the animal ran through. He addressed the situation by saying, let me share with you, many years ago, Ray Stevens in a song entitled The Mississippi Squirrel Revival, when a squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in the sleepy little town of Pascagoula. The congregation members tried to trap the animal using the collection plate.
Was it there to receive?
He can be heard in the video saying, if you have any squirrel capturing skills, if that's your spiritual gift, move to the balcony and assist in the hunt.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.